Folks, welcome back to Nightcap. And if you guys have been watching the series for the past 4 years, you would know that one of my founding ideologies, something I truly believe in, is that the validation, only validation one should seek is the one speaking from one's heart. And having said that, these upcoming guests, Nico and Vince, an example of the success that's birthed when one follows their truth. And their global smash, it's transcended barriers, cultures, races, to really capture the essence of following one's hopes, dreams, and beliefs. And the belief that the universe will never stay you wrong if you just basically follow that truth. Follow that voice that comes from within, as opposed to what's seen. So enjoy this conversation, and I'll be right back to answer that question. Are you following your truth? Enjoy.
Just real people, real combo.
I'm Peter Bailey, and after speaking with Jess Ivy, I headed to the iconic Fillmore Theater on South Beach, where the world's newest musical prodigies, Nico and Vince, invited me to share a nightcap. In time to perform at Miami Magazine's Splasher, the amiable Afro-Norwegian duo discussed their global smash, Am I Wrong?, and the path to self-discovery that inspired it.
Nico, Vince,
yeah.
Appreciate you guys sharing a moment with me, man.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, we were talking off the cuff a little bit, and I have a philosophy that I think when I listen to your music, when I just was talking with you guys, it kind of inspires it a little bit, which is the reality we believe in is it's more real than the one that's presented to us.
Yeah.
You know, your story right now, I Am Wrong, this song is taken off. Mm-hmm. You guys are from Norway.
Yeah.
There's a misconception where, you know, somebody asks, you gonna speak to Nico? Are they those white guys?
Yeah.
I mean, what goes through your head when people automatically think that, man?
Honestly, I mean, I'm not offended by it. Mm-hmm. Not at all. I mean, mm-hmm. It's good to educate people.
Yeah.
I don't expect nobody from America to know what happens like so many miles away in a country called Norway. I mean, it's a small country.
Yeah.
So I'm not offended by it. I mean, I just tell them that, no, you are wrong. There are definitely black people in Norway.
There's some brothers over there.
Yeah, there's some brothers. So we're part of a big community of, you know, immigrants.
Yeah.
But we're also Norwegian because we're born in Norway.
Yeah.
And we're raised in Norway. So we feel as Norwegian as we feel, in my case, Ivorian.
Yeah.
In his case, Ghanaian.
Mm. What's funny, what's interesting is that I was saying my roommate is from Ghana in college.
Yeah.
Ishwi Kweko, my buddy. And I remember, you know, me being basically, I guess, unaware and being a product of media in America, you know, he keeps, you know, Africa, Africa, Africa. And, you know, there's stereotypes. Yeah. When we were fed of Africa, starving, you know, it's ignorance, but it's what we were fed.
Yeah.
When I saw the music video, Am I Wrong?, filmed in Botswana, mm-hmm. It seemed to speak to the spirit and beauty of Africa.
Yeah.
Exactly. What was some of the inspiration behind that?
Well, exactly what you said.
Yeah.
You know, we had this song, and, you know, we just felt like the visual to that song should be the same as, like, we felt the song was, you know, the warmth, the energy, the explosiveness, the, you know, all of those things, the positivity, the energy, you know, we just wanted that to be in the song, in the visuals as well. And we felt like, and by coincidence, we had this opportunity to go to Botswana. So we just took it.
It's a beautiful country, I heard.
Beautiful, yeah. We went to a city called Maun.
Wow.
Which is a beautiful city, and the people are just, like, super lovely towards us.
Mm-hmm.
Super, like, showed us great hospitality, and yeah.
You know, it was also to show the Africa we know.
See, and that's what I'm talking. Yeah,
like, we've been there many times.
Yeah.
When we're there, it's about happiness. It's about, honestly, I spent the year in Ivory Coast in 2007. I lived there with my family.
Your family, yeah.
And honestly, the people from my experience down there, the people who had the least are the people who gave me the most. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to us, it was very intentional to show the Africa we knew, because we're African. So whenever, like you said, somebody talk bad about Africa or whatever, we take it personal.
Yeah.
We're Africans. So we wanted to show that side, that positive side of Africa.
We were also speaking, man, about
the homogenous. It seems music and just culture as a whole today. I don't know if I'm wrong. I don't know who's right or wrong, but it seems that gimmickry and a certain excess is what's really driving the culture. Your song seems to speak to people who don't seek validation from the masses, but validation from their heart and soul.
Yeah.
And it's been a success, which is very...
because when you start talking about that stuff, I get fired up.
Yeah,
I get fired up because we feel like... I don't know where to start. It's like we both feel like it's really important to just look within you and just know what you are and appreciate that. Because, like, in a lot of different cases, you'll see people, especially young people, when you're, like at a young age, look at other people, whether it's artists or like, different role models, mm-hmm. and try to really imitate to be those people, mm-hmm. forgetting...
your own truth.
Yes. You know, like, mm-hmm. people will be like, try to chase something, try to be a copy of something that's already there, not knowing that they themselves are a really cool original.
Because the universe gave us every man, we're part of this story, this cosmos.
Yeah.
And we all have this truth that adds to your greatness.
Yeah.
And you know, what's funny is, all of those people you chase to be like, they've just most likely just been themselves. They figured out who they were and enhanced that to the fullest, and that made them unique and special. So you should just figure out who you are and what's good about you. And enhance that.
Yeah.
You know, people, I feel like us as people, we don't know how powerful we are, man.
No, yeah.
This mentality started for me when I was at school. I don't care remember what grade it was, but okay. I was really bad at math, right?
I
really sucked at math.
Yeah.
But I realized that, you know what? If I sit down and work this week instead of going out with my friends, I'm going to get a B or an A on this test. Mm. And I just realized that, you know what? What if I put my mind to and work for it? I can achieve it. So at that time, it was in a smaller scale, right? Sure. But it's the same thing we're doing right now, man. Put your mind to it and work.
And if you're living your truth, the universe finds a way, once you're on that path, to multiply what you have doing.
So we did the same thing, you know? Mm. We were at a point where we made music, and we're sort of like, not trying to copy everything else, but we weren't as... conscious of try to find us, like try to find who's Nico, who's Vincent, who are we together.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, that's cool. Let's try to do something like that, you know, at a point. And so we were like, yo, so first of all, we over here in Oslo, Norway right now, in this little tiny studio. How can we get to our music this reach to across the whole world?
Yeah.
And we sat there, we reflected upon that. We had a discussion about it, and it was like, well, we got to be unique. So, all right, you got to be unique, but how to be unique in this world full of, like, there's so many people, so many artists, so many everything.
Like, what is special about us?
Exactly.
And we started thinking about that, and we started just, all right, so we got this. The common for us both is we got this African heritage.
Yeah.
True.
And we both like African music.
True.
The rhythm, the vibe, we've grown up with that. All right, cool. Hip-hop culture. Man, we used to rap before. Like, we used to listen to a lot to rap. I used to listen to a lot to West Coast rap. Nico used to listen to a lot to East Coast rap. Yeah, all of that. Dre, yeah. Snoop, and, you know, Nas, mm-hmm. and whatever. And also just us being Norwegians, you know? Born and raised in Oslo, Norway, having that Scandinavian view of the world. And we just sort of just put that together. And that's how actually Am I Wrong came about as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to... You guys can handle this real energy, this real conversation.
Yeah.
When the person asks me, I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
When the person asks me that question, oh, you're talking about those white guys. It, on the surface, it's fear.
Yeah.
But on a deeper level, does it mean that, let's put the cause on the table.
Yeah.
I'm a hip-hop fan of the culture as well.
Right.
But let's be honest. I think hip-hop, for some reason, has kind of diverged from being power to people to I'm selling this, I'm selling that. Mm-hmm. So I think, to be honest, when people have asked me, I thought it was a black guy singing this, very wholesome, spiritual. I'm being honest.
Right.
I don't think it's something that it's expected from our space. Do you see that as just a stereotype or something that you're aware of?
I think stereotypes is to be broken down in a lot of cases. So, I mean, and again, like, you know, when it's all about not knowing.
Yeah.
You can call it ignorance if you want, but like not knowing. And, you know, I think
for us, yeah. it's not about what it is right now. It's more about solution, you know.
Where you going?
How can we change that, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And hopefully now when we come in with this new type of mix, this new sound, this new vibe, hopefully we can change a lot of people for if it's better or not. I don't know, but hopefully we can change people to follow, you know, what we're doing right now.
Yeah, because I think hip-hop, man, is such a powerful... It is the most influential thing on the planet right
now.
You know, it's they're the new rock stars. I just think somehow... And music as a whole, culture, I think we've lost our souls in a bit. I think we've kind of, like we talk about, just veered off somewhere. You know?
Yeah.
You know, you asked me earlier about love and dating.
Yeah.
For me, it's difficult. You know, for me, dating, finding real love, you know, sometimes you think you have it and you want it. Mm-hmm. How do you guys balance? You're on this trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the thing about love is the only thing that's tangible, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything, your fans, your money, you can get that.
Yeah.
Love is something that's what's real, family.
Yeah.
How do you get that balance?
So we've sat down and reflected upon what our definition of happiness is. Our definition of happiness and success is being able to do what we love, which is music, and being able to share it with our people. With the people we love, which means our family, our friends, and our girlfriends. And
so you guys have girlfriends?
Yeah, yeah.
At 20, wow. 20,
and it's sort of like, and the funny thing is like, I've had my girlfriend for like 3 years now, mm-hmm. and I really feel like, you know, I mean, we're in the industry, it's a lot of stuff, but I really feel like once you find somebody, you gotta hold on to that, because, I mean... Well, Kanye said, one good girl is worth more than 1,000.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So, like, just holding on to that someone, because love, like you said, like...
It's not tangible.
Yeah, yeah.
But we might have been lucky, too, to have found somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Before.
Yeah, man. No.
Man, it's
like, love, you know, girlfriends, family, friends, it's the most important thing, like... When I was younger, I just wanted to be rich. I wanted money.
Yeah.
Because money to me, it symbolizes that you made it.
Mm.
Now that I make more money and I'm not rich, but now that I make more money, I'm not broke no more.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that, you know, that's not what makes me happy.
Yeah.
Now that we've moved away from our families, we live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole new world for us. Coming back to Norway for 3 days, spending time with my family, with my girlfriend, I realized, you know, this is what makes me happy, man.
Yeah.
It's not having a big or a nice car or the house or whatever. You know, you need somebody to share that with.
Yeah.
So you guys think monogamy is possible?
Definitely.
Yes. Believe that.
We've been having this debate about monogamy, if it's something that's possible and feasible.
Yeah.
And right now, one of the biggest songs in the country with All the Lights on You.
Yeah.
When the smoke clears, you go to that person and find strength.
Yeah.
So when you say if it's possible, do you mean for people in the industry like
in
this?
In general. But people assume with more options, it's harder.
Exactly. So I think it's definitely possible for people who are not in this kind of industry.
Of course.
I mean, we have parents who there's never been no problem with those kind of things. In the industry, I think if you're a man and you want to be a monogamist,
mm-hmm.
it's just God or society or the universe putting pressure on you to test you, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a man,
mm-hmm.
you gotta stay faithful. You know, they testing you. Like, stay
true. I mean, it's a lot of temptations.
You know what it is.
You know what it is. Yeah, but you know what it is. It's the same thing with willpower.
True.
I believe it's willpower. Like I really want to invest in this relationship. Like, I really want to make this work. I know it's crazy. Out here. I know it's a bunch of, you know, playing at the swim week. It's a bunch of girls walking down the bikinis.
Right down Ocean Drive.
Exactly.
They wanted a piece of I am wrong.
But,
am I wrong?
You know what I mean? But you know, like, I'm not into that. I really want to make this, because this might be something. And this is, you know, when, like you said, when smoke clears, who do I go to? Well, I call her.
Mm.
And she'd be like, man, you don't worry about it. You got it.
Because love is like,
I think any business, if you want to be good, you got to give 100%.
Yeah.
I think that for love, you got to give it the same 100%.
Yeah.
You have to.
But I mean, I don't say, I'm not going to like just play it down like it's easy or nothing. It's, you know, like, it's different for different people in different situations. Like y'all differ. But yeah. I believe that it's possible to keep it.
Yeah.
Where does God play into this whole realm of spirituality? Because I know Sweden is an atheist country.
Norway
as well. So Norway is also atheist.
Norway is.
Pretty sure Sweden is.
Sweden is, right?
Yeah.
I think Norway's still. I think
it's still Christian.
Yeah, I think it's still Christian if I haven't. Yeah.
Where does your faith kind of play into this? Some people believe, some people don't.
Yeah. I mean, I'm religious. But I believe that religion is something.
Man made.
Exactly. No, well, it's for the. It's the same as, to me, it's the same as believing in yourself. Mm. You know, it's a big question that, but I believe that there's something out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I pray.
Yeah.
But I also pray, I can pray to God and I can also pray to myself, you know?
Yeah.
I can encourage myself.
Yeah.
Make myself strong just by asking for my power, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
If you could pray that prayer, whether it be to God, whether it be to yourself, mm-hmm. when you look at the world, each of you, if you had a magic wand, what would you challenge the world with right now to change?
I would try to make people, you know, to me, religion, okay, so in one line, religion to me is be the best person you can be today. Hmm. That's what it is to me. Like, because there's so much negative stuff going on in the world. You see all these wars, all these different things. You see wars that are based upon religion.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just about, you know, this may sound like a cliche. We've heard it ever since we were young. Mm-hmm. We read it in the Bible, the Quran, wherever it is. Do to people the way you want people to do to you. It's that simple.
Exactly.
To me, it's that simple. But it's obviously, it's hard to execute. You know?
Because we're selfish by nature, exactly. It seems.
Yeah, I mean, to me as well. I don't know. It's, by the way, I'm loving the questions though. I love this type of conversation.
Of course,
yeah,
I
love this.
Like kicking it with you.
But it's a tough question. I don't really know what I would challenge the world on. I'd probably, yeah, just realize what you've gotten, who you are.
Yeah.
I mean, that will. I think that, because I feel like in my case, at some point, I didn't understand, like, who I was, and like what I have to offer. You know, I thought, sorry, I was looking at people and I was like, man, those people got everything, man. How, like, you know, not realizing that I had, not realizing that you, like, I had something for the world as well, like
the things we all do.
We all do. It's just like, I don't know, man. We just keep neglecting it somehow.
Because I think we're inundated with images everywhere else beyond our own self.
Yeah, yeah.
Ourselves.
Exactly. You look too much out of yourself, man. Look within yourself. You know?
Yeah. Like, and also, because we care. Like, we have a song on the album called Miracles.
Miracles.
Yeah. And the verse, my verse goes, some will tell you one thing, but I'm going to tell you different. I wasn't born a rapper, and I never was a singer. Now, everything I learned, I picked up along the road, working hour after hour, man, I never let it go. You know, just, like, I didn't get here just because I just had the stuff, like, naturally. I just really worked for it.
It's work.
Yeah, it's really work, and it's possible.
Anything.
You know, I want people to understand that you got it in you. Just, you got to just really, yeah.
My brothers. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. I think Nico and Vince are going to be an inspiration for years to come. In answer, in response to the question, are you following your truth? And how do you know when you're following your truth? People ask me all the time, man, how do you keep this show going? How do you, you know, gain the access, the storytelling, whatnot? And I could give a million and one answers. Also, a magician never tells the secrets behind of his tricks, but at the end of the day, the truth behind what I do is that I'm compelled to do it. And it's something that I feel derives from the heart. Sharing these conversations, showing you another side of the culture, getting to the truth, to get at the core of who we are, so we can understand, gain understanding and clarity, so we can progress as a society. And I think because I'm following my truth, I'm following my purpose, the universe follows in suit, and the universe provides the path for me to, you know, do what I was put here to do. So I think when you discover, when you're following your truth, when your work comes as easy as breathing. Until next time, love and live.